This is The Anderson Files on Podclips. The Anderson Files is a look at commerce, investment, economics, and retirement issues that affect each and every one of you. Your host is Mike Anderson, Executive Vice President and Registered Investment Advisor of the Warner Companies, a Foundation Risk Partners Warburg Pincus company. The Warner Companies is a registered investment advisor with securities offered through M Holdings Security Incorporated, member of FINRA and SIPC. And now your host, friend and colleague, Mike Anderson. Well, welcome to the Anderson Files. I am not Mike Anderson. I am Mark Allen, and I am sitting in the hot seat as we talk with Mike Anderson about a market update, what's going on financially here in the United States, and taking a look at the health of the financial nation. Mike, thanks for asking me to sit in here.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it.
Is the United States financially healthy?
Well, you know, overall, we are. We've got our challenges right now. But overall, we are. And, you know, we obviously coming out of COVID and the pandemic, and people in the U.S. regained their health, so to speak. And during the pandemic, the economy regained its health. Now, for the economy, we probably got a couple more boosters that we didn't need that we didn't need the third and fourth booster, really, in terms of economic stimulus, which is for the most part contributing to the inflation we're now experiencing. But you know, it is what it is. And but taking the temperature overall, we're in good shape.
You know, I was at the mall, and I've used this this before, and I've seen people walking out of the mall with just bag loads of stuff. The economy, to me, has never been the way it is now. People are spending. The unemployment is low. It's not usual. It's not the usual inflationary, pre-recessionary time, is it?
Well, Mark, knowing that you're the most curious person in the world, I also know you're very observant. And you're absolutely right. And, you know, what you just shared, normally, that's not the way recessions begin. It's not the way they begin. And to add to what you just shared, what you're observing at the malls and out in the retail market world, in January of this year, personal income increased. Disposable personal income increased. Personal consumption expenditures increased. This was all just so far this year.
Wow.
So all the numbers are up. All the numbers are up. So you couple that with overall an economy that has about 8 to 10 million jobs that can't be filled. And as you know, the unemployment rate is low. And you've got spending, wages, and employment strong or firm in an economy that's coming out of a pandemic era where obviously we had a lot of inexpensive money being pumped into the economy, which helped a lot. And as I mentioned on the front end, probably didn't need all that. But yeah, this scope of what we're witnessing, it's not the way recessions have begun. over the last 50, 60 years, or at least within our lifetimes.
I spoke recently with an author. He's known as his book. One of his books is called The San Francisco Conservative. And his name is David Parker. And he'd be a great guest here on the Anderson Files, actually. He says that the inflation right now is not real inflation. It's a supply chain issue caused by COVID. Can you react to that?
Well, I would say in part that is, I would agree with that. The other piece that I would work into it is the massive amount of inexpensive money that came into our economy and went into, with these stimulus checks, went into millions of Americans' pockets. Which many are still spending. They haven't spent all of it. They're still spending it.
That means that Americans are finally starting to save.
Ooh, that's a whole nother.
I know.
It's in an inadvertent way. Yes. That savings went up because they had more cash than what they really needed or, had the thought of to spend. Going back to his comment, the supply chain, we then get into supply and demand, and the demand is still quite high. There's still pent up demand coming out of the pandemic. And so we've got more dollars in demand chasing fewer goods and services. Now, granted, the supply chain is starting to slowly work its way out. But, you know, and we're going down to, let's say, the manufacturing level. There's a lot of manufacturers out there that make not just retail products, but commercial products where, you know, you can order XYZ product, but you won't get it for about another 2 years. You can order it, but you're not going to get it. There's a lot of pent-up demand that's still getting worked out.
Got it. This is the Anderson Files. I'm Mark Allen. I'm sitting in for Mike. As we talk to Mike about the state of the economy, and we do this every now and then, we've just got a couple of moments before we're going to take a little pause in our show. The question is, do you think the economy is healthy?
Yeah, on that question, overall, yes, but slowing. So, you know, coming, for the most part, pandemic ends, all this pent-up demand, a lot of dollars to be spent, wages have gone up in competition for workers in all different types of work. But, you know, we're kind of coming off a plateau now, and we saw this in earnings from the last quarter for S&P 500 companies. Earnings were good, not great, but good. They were firm. So we see a slowing coming off of a peak, this post-pandemic surge, but not necessarily a recession. Slower, but not a recession. And the argument of, is it going to be a hard landing, a soft landing? If it's a hard landing, are the markets going to implode? It appears to be more of a soft landing. Slower, but not necessarily a full-on recession.
That is good news, and I like that. This is the Anderson Files. I'm Mark Allen, sitting in the chair that is normally occupied by Mike Anderson. We have Daryl Wayne, our engineer and co-producer of the show. standing by, saying it's time to take a time out. So we'll be back in just 1 minute.
The Anderson Files is a proud advocate for the Small Business Council of America. For decades, the SBCA has been the voice for U.S. small business on the Hill and to the administration, successfully pursuing favorable tax, benefits, and estate legislation. To learn more and to become a member or sponsor, go to www.sbca.net.
This is the Anderson Files. I'm Mark Allen, sitting in the hot seat, normally occupied by Michael Anderson. Mike Anderson is our guest as we talk about the state of the financial health of the United States. Our economy is no longer just a country-by-country economy. Isn't it a world economy now, Mike?
Absolutely. So, yeah, our economy is heavily tied on, you know, from a monetary, fiscal, interest rate, trade, all these areas of commerce. There's so much integration. We're certainly not isolated. And I hear, we're going to return to being more isolated after COVID, and it's kind of a hard thing to reverse that there's been so much cooperation, and not that there isn't room for improvement. I mean, as far as trade with China and other countries and other trading blocks, sure, things can always be improved, and they should be, but it's so fluid that I certainly don't see a step back from what's developed since the end of World War II.
The market here in the United States is up, down, and sideways. It's like a whirling dervish, if you will. It reminds me of a roller coaster. One day it's up, next day it's down. I think it closed the day before we recorded this show. It was up a couple hundred points. Friday it closed almost flat, I think, but it was up because at the beginning of last week it was down. Every day it's different. What's happening with the markets?
Yeah. You know what you're describing in the finance world, in the markets world, we call choppy. That's what's called choppy trading. And just to kind of step back a little bit, at the beginning of 2022 in January, that was really the first time where a sustained downward move in the market started to happen. Granted, we had March of 2020 at the onset of the pandemic, where the market went down for a month and then just went back up again and right. Stayed up for a year and a half. But once we got to January 2022, saw the first really sustained downward move. And if you look back at the S&P, market went down January till about April, May. And since then, what you just described, this up, down, no particular direction, this choppy movement, this trade-bound market has been occurring. So we've been going sideways since about May, June of last year in this up-down choppy trading, where it's not really breaking out in any sustained way, either up or down. So if you look at the S&P June of last year to today, this morning, you could almost draw a line all the way across, just a straight line. And we're just about where we were at that point back in mid last year. So question, why is this happening? Typically when we see this happening, a market is sorting out issues. It's sorting. And And what we're sorting is inflation, interest rates. We're sorting the remaining supply chain issues. We're sorting company earnings. We're sorting, are we going into a recession or not? And if we are, to what degree? So we're sorting out all of these items simultaneously. And when we see a market moving like this, that's, you then step back and say, that's the telltale sign of a market that's sorting and continues to sort.
I think of Harry Potter and the Sorting Hat, which put students in different houses. Maybe we need to get a magic hat to tell us what the hell to do.
So are you Gryffindor, or where are you, Mark?
I yes, exactly. I can't read. I'm in Harry's house. That's mine.
Okay.
Let's talk about inflation first. And a couple of weeks ago, the British, I think it was the Prime Minister, made the statement that inflation in England was easing. Do we see inflation easing here in the United States?
Well, here in the U.S., compared to about 6 months ago, when inflation spiked between 8-9% on an annual basis. So it spiked at that 8-9%. And then at that point it was, oh, is it going to go higher? Is it going to go double digit? Is it going to start cooling? And since then, we're now about 6.5% on an annualized basis. The Fed has signaled, yeah, we want to get back to 2% inflation. Well, 2% inflation was what the target was pre-COVID.
Yeah.
Very much a different economy.
Well, so, yeah. I mean, the economy pre-COVID was extraordinarily robust.
And low inflation, low interest rate.
Right.
In fact, no, Fed funds
zero.
Could
get a, they were giving cars away, 6 and 7 year terms on automobiles at 0% interest.
For those that the millions of homeowners that refi below 3%, their 15, 30 year mortgages, that was a gift of a lifetime. We'll probably never see it happen again in our lifetime.
Wow. But I'm thinking of the price of eggs. I bought a dozen eggs this week for $3.29. I thought that was a deal. There were some eggs, I think, available at one point in the last month or two. They were $8, $9, even $10 a dozen. And when you think about it, that rate, that price for an egg is still cheap. It's less than a dollar an egg. Can you respond to pricing?
Well, I mean, with the egg industry, that was exacerbated by, the industry having to remove a lot of chickens that were diseased.
They were sick. Yes, they were sick.
It that did exacerbate the situation, but still, on food prices, food prices are up, at least, on average about 15%, overall. And, housing, rent, has, especially rents on apartments, condos, standalone homes, rents have remained firm and high.
Right.
Despite everything, they've remained firm and high, but, with the annualized inflation kind of topping out at about 8.5, we're at about 6.5 now. Are we going to get back to 2? It's probably going to be more than a while to get back there. I anticipate that will probably, the country will end up settling into about a 3 to 4.5% range on annualized inflation.
We are out of time, Mike. Thank you very much for letting me sit in. I'm going to turn the chair back to you as we wrap on this edition.
Thank you, Mark. It's always a pleasure having you host. I'm Mike Anderson. Thank you, Daryl Wayne, recording engineer. This is the Anderson Files on podclips.io. Keep calm and keep listening.
You've been listening to the Anderson Files with Mike Anderson. Visit us at podclips.io and check on the financial channel for more episodes and information on the Anderson Files.